somebody just receiving, you know, text from you, they're also receiving like engaging content. So we designed these GIFs and we improved the conversion rate. So every time we send like a GIF compared to a GIF and text compared to just sending text, we see twice the conversion rate when we add the engaging GIF. So those are some of the designs that we do.
Hi folks, it's the Quiet Light Podcast with Joe Valley and Mark Dast. Quiet Light Brokerage is the leader in helping entrepreneurs build, buy, and sell their online businesses. Since 2007, we have helped thousands buy and sell online businesses. And now, we're putting our extensive knowledge in your earbuds with our trademark relentless honesty and a few laughs along the way.
The problem we're trying to solve is that there are rich teams and there are poor teams. Then there's 50 feet of crap, and then there's us. It's an unfair game.
And now, here's Joe and Mark.
Joe, recently you asked me to make a change to our site, a pretty simple change. And that was to give some of our buyers, the people that want to know when we release a new listing, and let me back up a little bit. Anyone that's out there wanting to buy, they want to know when we release a new listing and they want to know first, right? Like everyone wants to be first in line for that. And so you made a suggestion, which we're going to implement here in the coming months, which is to add text messaging, SMS alerts when we release a new listing. And I know this didn't just come from you sitting around one day and saying, hey, you know what?
Yes, it did. I come up with all these great ideas in my head. I don't get any help or advice from anybody else. Just sorry to interrupt and interject. Just clarification.
Well, you know, I'm not sure if I want to. Okay, fine. This was 100% your idea based on somebody that you talked to on the podcast.
All right.
Is that better?
That's true.
All right. Who'd you talk to? And why are we talking about SMS texting? Sounds invasive to me. Sounds like something I wouldn't necessarily want. But the data doesn't really agree with me at all, as it often doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't agree with you at all or me. You know, this is talk to teenagers. This is what they do. It's they don't even text now. It's just they snap. But Seattle,
you have to get on the TikTok train. That's where it is now. TikTok.
Actually, that's true.
So there you go.
I'm hearing about that as well. You have a teenage girl, so you know.
Yeah.
Should we talk about our kids? Everybody want to talk? No, they don't want to hear about our kids.
So if we talk about my kids, we'll be on here forever.
We only have a few minutes.
Two minutes each, that's like 15 minutes. All right. SMS text messaging.
Why? SMS text
messaging. Let's get back on that.
I was at Blue Ribbon Mastermind in Seattle with Brad and Chris. And this young kid gets up on stage and he presents on SMS text messaging and how it impacts engagement with customers. And he starts talking about 98% open rates and much, much higher conversion rates and, you know, the average order value and all of this stuff. And, you know, somebody we've sold the business to engaged with him afterwards, hired him afterwards, and his business has blown up. I don't want to give his name because people want to talk to him and we keep referring people to him and he's just trying to make a living and people want to talk to him about how he's doing it. So I'm not going to give his name, but his business is absolutely blown up. So I ended up connecting with Ari Baga. He's a kid, guys. Yeah, he's a kid to me. I got gray on my chin. He's like 24, 25 years old, but he's at the forefront of the next evolution of email marketing, which is SMS marketing. It's capturing, you know, mobile phone numbers, doing specific marketing directly to that mobile number. And it's amazing. You know, when you're online shopping now, this is how he describes it now. If you're online shopping on your mobile phone and someone says subscribe and you click on it and it's the old school way to subscribe, it's your email address and then you've got to go confirm in your inbox and then all this, you know, multiple steps. Now with SMS, and if it's done right, and you subscribe, you can confirm it right there on your phone, and then you get that coupon code right there on your phone, and then you can place the order right there on your phone. It's like so quick, 15 seconds versus multiple steps in multiple places. So there's a little bit of that and a whole lot of, you want to help your customers, you want to get good information in front of them. They want information to get to them in a way in which they live now, which is on their mobile devices. SMS is the way to go. You don't have to check your email. It just pops up. There's a blue dot. I'm looking at my phone right now. There's a blue dot on my phone right now. I think it's probably from you, Mark. Somebody texted me, and if I want to make it go away. I have to click it. I have to do that. Same with Messenger and Facebook. It shows up on my phone. I have to get rid of it. So the engagement is much higher. Conversion rate is much higher. The, if I could just give a statistic here. He gave me something like a 25-time ROAS, return on ad spend. So if you spend a dollar, you're getting $25 back. That's amazing. I think they guarantee a $15 ROAS. It's a 15-time ROAS. It's incredible. That's all I have to say about it.
That's amazing. And you know, I think the emphasis here, because let's bring this back to, you know, what do we talk about on this podcast all the time? We're talking about buying and selling internet-based businesses. And for somebody buying, we're looking at how can we grow what we're acquiring here. And look, we know Facebook, we know Google, but let's face it, Mark Zuckerberg's gotten greedy. It's really, really difficult to make Facebook pay well. And if you had a 25 ROAS on Facebook, you'd be selling a course next, because that's what people do. You're usually happy if you have that three ROAS on Facebook, right? Google, the same sort of thing. And I think it's important for us to look outside of what we think are the most profitable marketing channels. Look, all the data does actually point in the same direction. The most profitable marketing channels are the ones that you own. Email, and email we know is cluttered, so SMS text makes a lot of sense if you have that permission to be able to send SMS texting, because no one else is doing it. So it's going to be a really great channel. I'm excited to listen to this because you asked me to add this as an option. I'd like to hear from buyers as well. Would you want to have text alerts when we release a new listing? I think it's a great idea to do. Obviously, it would be opt-in only, but it'd be a great way to be right at the forefront of that. I'm excited to listen to this and also learn how to implement this as a system within Quiet Light Brokerage. It's fantastic.
Yeah, you just said opt-in only. It's you can opt in, you can opt out. All of that is right there. So you just invited all of the buyers in the audience to reach out to you and let you know. So why don't you give out your cell number so you can have them all text you and say, "Yeah, man, implement this."
Yeah.
No, don't do that.
or just email me, Mark at Quiet Light Brokerage. And then when I reply, he'll have my cell phone number because it's right there in the signature.
I want you all to harass Mark and stay on top of him on this one, because I think it's going to be a game changer for you, the buyers, to be notified on your phone that there's a new listings that's launching. Right now, we're launching one in 4 hours. Wouldn't you love to be notified 2 hours in advance of the email launch? It would be great. I think it's a great service that we can do for you, and I think it's a great service that all the e-commerce, SaaS, content owners can do out there for their audience as well. So let's stop talking and go to it. Here we go.
Hey folks, Joe Valley here from Quiet Light Brokerage, and today we're going to talk about something I'm pretty clueless on, which is text marketing, SMS marketing. We've got an expert in the area. I met him at Blue Ribbon Mastermind, one of Ezra Firestone's mastermind groups. His name is Ari Baga. Ari, welcome to the Quiet Light Podcast.
Thanks so much for having me, Joe. Excited to be here.
I'm so glad you're here, and I'm going to call out where you are, actually, because Ramon Van Meer has been on the podcast as well. He's a good friend and client of Quiet Lights. We're actually out filming in California now, telling his story, and you're sitting in his kitchen because you're working with him on one of his businesses, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly why I'm here.
So folks, those that actually go to the YouTube page and get to see this, you get to see Ramon's kitchen in the background, at least his guest house at the very least. All right, Ari, tell us about what the heck is text message marketing, and tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into it.
So I went to Roosevelt University in downtown Chicago for computer science. And before I started, you know, I met a friend who had like a really nice apartment in downtown Chicago. And I just asked him, "Hey, you know, how did you get that apartment?" And then he was like, "Hey, you know, I code and build websites." I was like, "Cool, you know, I want that apartment." That's how he got it. So I'm like, you know, that's probably what I should do too, to code websites for people and make money. So fast forward, I learned how to code throughout like the first semester, didn't really like do a lot of the homework, just like learn how to do it myself. And then I decided if I can learn how to code myself, then I can just like keep doing it. And that's where like my entrepreneurship journey started. Built a couple websites and then got into Facebook marketing. So I decided to move to LA, got a job at an agency. And before that, that's when I got into messenger marketing, which is a way for brands to leverage Facebook Messenger to market. So with Facebook Messenger marketing, you know, we were seeing really good results. And at this agency, I was running like messenger marketing for like 15 different e-commerce brands. at once. And it was pretty crazy. Learned a lot. Got a lot of experience doing it. And I decided to like to do it for myself. And that's when I left that agency and started Converse Smarts. And we've grown pretty much since, and then got into text messaging this year. And I'm super excited about text messaging because it's a whole different way for brands to be able to reach their customers. It's more direct. And a lot of the brands that we work with have seen really great results. So that's kind of like how everything started.
So we've had, you know, guys like Mike Jackness, who we're friends with. I sold one of Mike's businesses for him. He's an expert in the e-commerce space. He runs Ecom Crew. You know, he talks all around the world on email marketing with Klaviyo. Mm-hmm. Talk to, for those that are new to the space and text message marketing, talk to us about the difference in terms of the open rates and conversion rates and how you're able to reach people and things of that nature.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think email marketing is great. It still works. You know, billions of dollars generated each year through email. But the problem with email is that everybody's doing it, especially with this season, the Black Friday holiday season. People are sending like 3-5 emails per day. So as you can see, the open rates and performance just completely drops when everybody's sending that much volume in emails. So the difference is that with text, there's not a lot of people doing it. And if people are super specific to like which text or which brands they subscribe to. So there's not a lot of like competition when you're able to reach that customer directly. And one of the things that we've seen is that if you look at the traffic split for your e-commerce store, the majority of the traffic is probably mobile already. So if somebody's like on their cell phone browsing your website and you want to get them on your list, right now brands have pop-ups, and really if you give somebody a coupon and they opt in, they have to leave your website, go to their email, check their email, get that coupon, and hopefully come back to site, and you can see how many distractions there are in the email inbox. So
true,
there's friction right there already. Whereas with text, you get that customer, they're already browsing on your mobile web, you get them to opt in through text, you send them a text, they get the coupon, they click, and they're right back to your site. So it's a more direct way to reach customers exactly where they are. And really what we found is that, you know, we're not asking people to stop doing email marketing. We just want people to supplement the email marketing with text, because with text you get, you know, 99% open rates, 10 to 20% click-through rates, and usually double or triple the conversion rate over compared to like email. And working with Ramon, like you mentioned, on his brands, literally like he was telling me, hey, like our text always like performs 4 times better than our email. Let's do more text. So he's sending like more text messages now, which is something that we help with, right? We can talk more about what type of content people like. So we come up with really good content that people like, and we're able to, you know, send it directly to them. They come back to site, they make that purchase. So that's like, I think, the big difference between email, whereas email has gotten really overused. And then text is just like this new channel that allows people to reach their customers directly.
Well, let's talk about some of the steps that someone would take if they were going to move into text message marketing. With emails, there's opt-ins and unsubscribes and things of that nature. What's the equivalent of that with text message marketing?
Yeah, so you can't talk text marketing without compliance. With text messaging, we have to get people to double opt-in. I think the reason why people have this like these misconceptions about text messaging is because, you know, they've probably subscribed to a list before and people just like spam them, or they didn't even subscribe and then they got messages, right? So one of the things that we do today is that we make sure that, you know, people are double opting in. And that's one of the reasons why we see these high open rates and click-through rates, because people are actually expecting you to text them rather than, you know, somebody's going through like, you know, a form and then, you know, you get their phone number and by surprise, they receive a text and they're like, why is this brand or business texting me? So we make sure that people or consenting to receiving those texts. And that's the reason why we see really good results with it, because people are now expecting you to get
So it starts with the double opt-in, just like email, and you're capturing then those customers where? Currently, either on someone's website, on a laptop, PC, Mac, whatever it might be, or on the mobile device where you've got that pop-up asking them to enter their phone number, I assume, obviously, to get a discount or a coupon or to get information in the future. I see pop-ups on all day long when I'm on websites. That's what it would be on the mobile phone, mobile device where you're asking for a phone number. Is that right?
Yeah. So basically, we mostly only do it on mobile. And the experience is really great because we don't even have people typing in their phone number. All they do is they tap the pop-up twice. And it opens up, they tap the pop-up the first time, it opens up their messaging app, they send a message and they get opted in and we get the phone number through that. That is all powered by our platform partner called PostScript. So yeah, when you ask someone to put in their email for a discount, you know, a lot of people put in their fake emails, and especially with phone number, you can expect people to put in 222 and then whatever to get that discount, right? Now we bypass that by getting them to actually send a text. So that's another compliance step that makes sure that your brand is fully compliant. So they send a text, they get opted in, and that's when they get that welcome message and get opted into the automated flow, abandoned carts, and all those different things. So that's kind of like how it's set up.
Okay. So can you talk to us about, specific examples where you've had a client that's just been doing email marketing and they brought you on board and what the change was in terms of their open rate, their conversion rate, their total revenues and things of that nature. So people listening either as current owners of online businesses or potentially buyers of online businesses and looking at growth opportunities as a buyer as well. Can you help out with an example or two?
Sure. Yeah, we have a lot of examples. So one of the things that I wanted to mention is that, you know, your email list is an asset, right? And your text list is also an asset. And those are people that you can reach out to get them to make a purchase even after the rising cost of Facebook ads and all these different things. These are people that you can reach out to because you own that customer list. So if you're buying a business and they have a text list, so it's a really great asset to own.
I got to tell you, I've sold 120 businesses in the last 7 years. And I don't think I've ever asked the question, do you have a text list? Nor has anyone ever said, well, Joe, you're asking about the email list. What about my text list? So it's rare. I assume it's coming in the future. And that's why I've got you on today. But is it the text list usually the equivalent of an email list, smaller, larger? How big are they?
Yeah, you can have large text lists. And they're usually worth way more than your email list just because of the difference in performance with being able to reach someone directly. So a few examples, I think even working with Ramon, like you mentioned, when we started working together, they're doing a lot of email, right? So everybody that we work with is always hesitant. It's I've never signed up to receive texts from a business. I don't see why anybody else in the world would want to receive texts from a business. So this is one of the things that we get all the time. And one of the things that we say is that, you're not your customer, right? You know, the way you live, your customer doesn't live the same way. You know, there are people out there who are looking to get deals sent directly to them so they can save money. And there are all kinds of people out there who are willing to receive texts, and most customers are, and we have data to prove it. So that's the first thing. And then when we started doing the text messaging, when we launched our promotions and stuff like that, we saw that text was performing 4 times better than email. So we started to send more text messages in terms of revenue.
In what regard? Four times more revenue than email?
Yeah.
Do the math on that, people. If you're listening and you have an email campaign, gosh, Mike Jackness, that's color. It was huge on the email campaigns. Text messaging 4 times the revenue. That's crazy. Crazy good. Yeah. And crazy good. And it's time that we all sort of adopted text messaging. I know that, it's hard to ignore when it comes through, because if you want that blue or green or whatever color dot you have on your phone when a text comes through, if you want it to go away, you have to open the text.
Yeah. And the crazy part is that, looking at the millennial group, over, I think it was 80% or so opened their text within 90 seconds. I think it was something like that. And yeah, people don't always open every text that they receive. So that's one of the great things about this. So we send out texts, even for this Halloween campaigns that we just launched, like every single text that we sent, you know, we saw well above, you know, 10 or 15% or so click-through rates. And the conversion rate was at least like 6% or so. And, you know, with text, you know, like you mentioned, people open it and then they want to take the action, right? It's very short. One of the things that we do is that we add images and GIFs. We design all these custom builds before our design team does all that stuff. And I think that's one of the biggest value proposition is that we do the creative for the text so that it's not like somebody just receiving, you know, text from you. They're also receiving like engaging content. So we design these GIFs and we improve the conversion rate. So every time we send like a GIF and text compared to just sending text, we see twice the conversion rate when we add the engaging GIF. So those are some of the designs that we do.
For all non-millennials out there, the proper pronunciation is GIF. It's not GIF, clearly. that's an ongoing joke in my house. Sorry, sharing a joke with people. So it's a visual aspect to it. It's just not content. They can see the images, which is proven to, you know, emote more emotions, bring more emotions to the surface, and obviously convert higher. Are there any sort of categories or spaces in terms of products, e-commerce, where it works better than others, or certain things that you've tried and, you know, it just wouldn't work? You know, Quiet Light Brokerage, right? We've got a list of, you and I talked about this, we've got people that want to be notified and get notified when we launch new listings. I would think that text message marketing would work brilliantly for them because they'd get instantly notified instead of having to check their email. In Ramon's space, in his category, works obviously brilliantly. Are there any spaces where you find that I'm sure there are people that are listening and going, oh yeah, but I run a such and such type business. It wouldn't work for mine. Is there anything is there truth to that? Any that you can think of, or some categories that work better than others?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, you know, the reason why people ask that is that they probably think that, you know, their customer is different than like, you know, everybody else, right? And the answer to that is, you know, as a business, you know, all you're doing is providing a solution to a problem to a specific group of people, right? And, you know, if your product works and if you have, you know, happy customers, you know, those people would want to hear from you. And that's the reason why I say, you know, text works for like any space. I don't think like there's any sort of like brand that we work with that we saw, okay, you know, their customers not, you know, they're not responding to text. And the reason is, like I said, you know, you're solving a problem for these people and these people want to hear from you. So every single time, like, it doesn't matter what space you're in or what product we've, you know, promoted, it has always worked for their target audience.
Okay. So we've talked about how to capture more phone numbers on the mobile devices, how to reach them, what the conversion rate is. You're doing four times the amount of revenue in email marketing, and the fact that it works for every category, in your opinion. What about ACOST or return on ad spend or average cost per order? How does that compare to email marketing, or if you're familiar with the FBA space, things of that nature? Do you have a sense in terms of whether it costs less or more in terms of you know, cost per order in terms of text marketing?
Yeah, that's a good question. But I wanted to add on to like the ways that we collect subscribers real quick. Okay. One of the things that we've been doing recently is actually like leveraging Facebook and Instagram ads, lead ads to get more phone numbers. So when we run these text campaigns, we realize, you know, text is performing way better. So why don't we supercharge our text list? So we start running Facebook ads to get people to opt in through text directly through Facebook. And then they're able to get on your text list, so you can put them in through nurturing flows. This is one of the performance methods that we've been using. Going back to your question, which I completely forgot.
I love where you just went. I wrote my question down so I can look down and ask it again. You're talking about what would be an email flow that Mike Jackson has always talked about with Klaviyo. You're doing the same thing with text message marketing. Yep. What did you call it? What was that flow you called it just now? in terms of like, okay, everybody listening can remember, but you and I can't skip it. It's, it's the flow of nurturing, right? How you're going to nurture that customer along and help them, help them, help them, help them, and then give them something that they can take action on. I was asking about average cost per order or return on ad spend. What are you seeing there?
Yeah, the average return that we see for the client that we work with is a 25, well, the minimum return is a 25x. And usually for brands that we work with,
cut it down, 25x. Yeah, so I spend $10, I produce $250. No, I did that wrong, didn't I? I spend a dollar and I get 25 back. That's easier math for you and me. Really?
Yeah.
25 times. I'm seeing on e-commerce businesses between when they're doing email, all sorts of PPC, Facebook, Google AdWords, whatever it might be, all of it combined with Google as well, where the average cost as a percentage of total revenue is somewhere between 9 and 15%. You're talking an incredibly low number here.
Yeah.
It almost sounds too good to be true. I don't mean to talk over you, but people, I want to like hammer home on it. Really?
Yeah.
25 times?
Actually, I'm being super conservative here. That's on the low end.
Really?
So the reason why is that the way we do text messaging, you know, we're capturing for the most part people who are already interested in your brand. So through like, you know, people who are on your website. So you have good website traffic. That's the reason why, you know, text works so well, because we're getting people who are interested and then we're able to reach them directly on their smartphones. And then we create really custom automated flows and really great broadcast. So that's why we're able to get really high returns. Like, I don't think we have like any brand that's getting it lower than like a 50x, to be honest. But we like to say we guarantee a minimum of, you know, 15x return. But yeah, we get really high returns. And I don't even want to go with like the ones that are getting like a 200x or whatever, because that would scare people.
There's got to be a limit to what they can spend if they're getting a, you know, even a 50x or 15x. I guess the limit would be the total number of phone numbers that you have and how often you send these messages. Right. I mean, with email, I know that with Clevio and Mike's campaign on Colored, he would send emails all the time. They were helpful, educational emails and really in that regard. And then there'd be a promotion where they could get a discount or a sample pack or something like that. How often are you sending text messages on one of these nurturing campaigns or flows, as you call them?
Yeah. So we break down the messaging by automated flows and one-time messages, which is basically broadcasting. So with the automated flows, you know, we like to send, once somebody subscribed, we can send them a message immediately with like whatever the offer was. And then we can send reminders. We send like two reminders within 24 hours for them to take action. And then on top of that, we have the welcome. And if they do not take any action or purchase, then we get them into the welcome series, which can send out every 3 or 4 days. And we like to stop after like 5 messages. We always give people like the, hey, reply, stop to unsubscribe, because, you know, if somebody's not interested, then we would rather have them unsubscribe and save us some text money. Sure. So that was always that option. And then if they get into abandoned carts, you know, we have a two series abandoned cart recovery messages that we send out and until, you know, they make the purchase, and then we go into post-purchase. So with post-purchase, you can do a lot of things with like, you know, product specific flows. If somebody bought the spot product, you can say, hey, you know, you can upsell them other sort of products that are related. So we can get really nitty gritty with that. And then we have the one-time messages. With broadcasting, we recommend sending at least twice a week. I've seen people who have like text list and they never want to message them because I think they're scared that, hey, they're going to receive too many messages. I literally talked to a brand yesterday and they're like, yeah, we send out like one text a month. And I'm like, yeah, you guys need to be sending like at least like, you know, 6 to 10, maybe two every week. Cause you're just going to like double how much revenue you generate.
Right. And if the customer doesn't want to hear from you, they're going to opt out. Simple as that. Sure.
Yeah.
That was the approach where Mike took with Clevio and Colored as well. Send as many as you can, be as helpful as you can, and let them know if they don't want to get any messages, they can opt out. Sounds like your approach is the same with your clients.
Yeah, and I think the content really matters too. It's not about just like blasting sales. I think people think that because we are, you know, having all these crazy results is that we're always doing sales. Like, we rarely do sales. Like, it's always like short and sweet content with like a GIF that kind of illustrate what we're trying to say, that engages the customer more into taking action. And then in between, we add like a short, small discounts. So it's not always about sending like, hey, we're doing like a store-wide 20% off or whatever. You can actually send like content.
Okay. Talk to me about the cost to get started with something like this. With ConvertSmart, your business, that's ConvertSmart. There's no T in there, folks. We'll put it in the show notes as well. How does someone get started dollar-wise? What's a test look like in terms of giving it a shot and seeing if it works, and how many times do they have to really, test it? What do you recommend to new clients that are coming in?
Yeah, so SMS is very bottom of the funnel. So I recommend having, a good amount of traffic, at least 20 to 30,000 website visitors in order for it to work, if you just want to do bottom of the funnel. But if you want to do use the Facebook ads to start growing your list, which is a really good strategy, because with the Facebook ads, you get people to opt into your text list, and those people who are opting in are also buying, which is paying for the cost for you to acquire those leads. So you're basically getting free leads. That's something
beautiful.
Roman will tell you about, because that's what we've been doing.
Yeah.
So, hey, let's get more free leads. So that strategy works really well. So we get people to opt in through the website. And then we also get people to send some automated messages. Those are some of the great ways to start. So you got to get people to opt in. You have to have the traffic. You get people to opt in by having a pop-up or, on your mobile device, or you do the Facebook ads. And once they opt in, then you have to send messages. I think sending messages is the most important part. Like, it goes back to email, right? I've met some people and it's always the same situation. It's like, hey, I have this email list, but I'm not even emailing them. It's the same with text. You have to text the people who've subscribed. And it's always great to text at least once a week. So then when you're doing your promotion, these people are not completely forgetting about your brand or who you are. So it's a great way to stay top of mind and while generating revenue.
Okay. But budget wise though, for people that are going, should I try this? Is this something, I can give it a go at? Do they have to have $1,000 to $5,000, $10,000 set aside to test this with? What do you recommend?
Yeah, you can get started fairly easy. In fact, with our partner PostScript, which is the platform that we use, if you're on Shopify, it only works for Shopify. But if you're on another platform, we can definitely chat about that. But, it's super simple to get started. In fact, I can give you guys like free 1,000 credit if you want to try out text messaging. We can give them a link or something like that.
Yeah, great. We'll put that in the show notes.
Yeah, you get charged by how many messages you send. If you want to do it yourself, there's no platform fee or anything like that. So once you get those credits, you can start sending and see kind of like what the results look like. And like I said, you're only going to cost you if you send the text messages and you're able to tell if it's working or not. So it's fairly simple to start.
Okay. So it's all about the number of texts that you send. First, you got to capture as many phone numbers as possible and get them to opt in. Like, we've got a fairly large list after a decade of email addresses and phone numbers. We can't just use those phone numbers. We've got to get them to opt in first, correct? We're going to follow the law. Actually, they opt in to receive information from us anyway via email. Would that apply for their phone numbers as well?
No, they have to have opted in for the text.
Okay. Got it.
So if it said like only, for example, if you're in Shopify to say, check here to opt in for the emails, it has to also say text. Otherwise, they're not opting in for the text.
Okay. Good
to know. That's
good really to important. Know. Okay. All right. Any last thoughts for people with, e-commerce businesses in terms of text? Or actually, I'm saying e-commerce, but I would imagine this would work for SaaS and content businesses as well, right?
Yeah. In fact, like even with like a B2B company, I got a text. I signed up for a form for like a demo and they texted me and we actually like had a conversation. So this is a great way to like follow up with people. If you're like not even in the e-commerce space, you can text them.
It would work for Quiet Light too. I don't know why I'm thinking when the e-commerce.
Okay. Yeah. But if you're in the e-commerce business, you know, definitely recommend looking at text because it's going to be the number one way people are going to be communicating as, you know, emails are being sent even more. I think there's going to be like over 319 billion emails sent in the next year or whatever. So text is a great channel for you to reach those customers, and you don't have to go all in. You can do like small tests and kind of see what the results look like. So yeah, highly recommend checking it out or, you know, doing some small tests to kind of see what the results look like for you.
Okay. And it looks like they can reach out to you and get a free consultation as well. How do they find you? What's the URL that they'd reach you at or things of that nature?
Yeah. So conversmart.com, conversmart, .com. That's where you'd be able to find us. You kind of see like, an overview of what we do with text messaging. We take a really different approach to text messaging that people haven't seen before. Especially with like the content that we send and the creative that goes along with that content. That's really what helps brand, you know, double their conversion rate when they send all these text messages. And also, you know, as an agency, you know, we take care of the entire channel for you. So basically you can sign up and basically, you know, you just see like money come in from text messaging after a couple of weeks, and then we just give you all the reporting. You don't have to do anything besides approving the content and everything. So basically like take over the entire channel for you. And that's pretty much like what we do for, you know, every brand that we work with. We don't want them to like worry about getting, you know, 11% open rates and 1% click-through rate over email. We can supplement that by sending people text messages that they actually like, and people are going to convert from those text messages.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I know that what you're doing is working because you're hanging out with the likes of Ramon and Ezra. So you're doing something right. There's no question about it. Anybody out there that's interested in reaching out to Ari, just go to conversesmart.com. Ari, I will see you at the next Blue Ribbon Mastermind event. And yes, when Ramon gets back from filming today, which he's doing for Quiet Light. Thank you, Ramon. Give him a high five. Tell him I said hello.
Yeah.
Thanks for your time, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Today's podcast was produced by Podcast Motor and the Quiet Light content team. If you have a suggestion for a future podcast, or if you want to guess the quote from the beginning of the show for a chance at getting a shout out on the pod, email us at podcast@quietlightbrokerage.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and this show wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.